brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, already into hour number two. Here's the deal. I'm going to take your phone calls to the bottom of the hour. And then if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek, I'm going to news blitz through all this important news. U.S. attacks Iran via CIA-funded Jundala terror group. That's just some of the news. I have incredible carbon tax news. The U.N., world government admits, and they're already announcing they may ban soccer games, public events, air travel to be heavily curtailed. It is all happening. That's coming up. Mike in California, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi. I was going to bring up that I guess the Obama administration just upgraded the protections for medical marijuana patients.
Yeah, he is doing a few little titular, vestigial things, because the 14 states at least have rebelled, and the feds have lost the war against marijuana. Of course, they shipped the heroin and cocaine and laundered the money. So they're losing, and so, yes, Obama is, but he always doubles back. You notice he's increased DEA funding and harassment funding and even allowing Blackwater to be used. But, yes, he then on paper, just like he announces he wants peace with Iran and then launches terror attacks inside Iran. So, yes, he is doing something.
Right. But at the same point in time, just to send that signal to, like, the left that isn't radicalized, like, doesn't that kind of, like, because, I mean, that's a really, like, pivotal issue where if that gets out of control, you know, that can reindustrialize the country with industrial hemp, so.
Oh, no, they're going to keep growing hemp with no THC banned.
Well, I mean, but that, you know.
They're going to let people smoke their minds into Timbuktu.
To, like, touch such a pivotal issue like that, you know, doesn't that mean that they're, like, if they're kind of, like, opening themselves up on that front, doesn't that mean they're advancing something, like, a lot quicker? Like, talking about that the climate treaty. The Copenhagen Treaty you were talking about? I haven't read any excerpts from it. But.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate your call. There's been some propaganda, too, dealing with marijuana. I mean, George Washington grew it. George Washington smoked it for stomach aches. Apothecaries anywhere in the world, you know, sold different forms of cannabis for different medical treatments. Now, the old-fashioned pharmacies. DuPont and Dow Chemical did want the growing of industrial hemp that has no THC in it, can't get you high in most varieties. They wanted it banned because it was better than cotton and better than polyester and better than the oil-based products they had. And you can grow it almost anywhere. But there's also been some propaganda about how it's magical and could, you know, get us to Alpha Centauris or something. You know, I mean, there's a religion around marijuana and smoking it. And potheads that can't get out of bed in the morning, you know, have this idea of how it makes them superhuman. There are a lot of people who can smoke pot every day and, you know, function well. Good for them. I think overall the abuse of anything is bad. I don't think it's as bad as alcohol. But that's just one of the few promises that Obama's halfway keeping. It's just that I get a lot of phone calls saying the answer is marijuana. No, the answer is getting up off our butts and getting involved and informing our fellow citizens about every issue, including hemp. And the answer is realizing that we're in the eugenics wars and that our society is under major crisis. That is the answer in our society. We're going to go to break, come back and go to Michael, Gallo, Marty, Bill, Robert, and others, 1-800-259-9231. We're also going to get into all this cap and trade news that, again, I've been mentioning to everybody as well. They may have to ban the 2010 Soccer World Cup because the greenhouse gas emissions will soar. Yes, plants will get so much carbon dioxide to breathe. It's very, very scary, ladies and gentlemen. To breathe carbon dioxide, it may kill you.
AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirandAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an open call to ban public events, to ban basic car travel, and to ban air traffic. Headline, London Guardian. We must agree to halt deforestation and curtail air travel now if the Copenhagen summit is to succeed. That's a London Guardian headline. Notice how they put deforestation, which sounds reasonable. We don't want to cut down all the trees, with restricting air travel. And I have Reuters saying they may ban the World Cup. See, you're going to be prisoners. They state, folks, when I tell you that we're going into something that makes Maoist China and Nazi Germany look like a tea party, look like a cakewalk, folks, I'm not kidding. I got to gut up every night. I don't know what it is, but everybody always talks about in philosophy and literature and in psychology that, you know, when you're real reflective, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I finished reading an excellent science fiction novel that was all about eugenics, world government, social engineering, called The Endless War, written in 1974, the year I was born. No doubt this guy. I'm going to see if he's still alive. He wrote a book a few years ago. See if we can get that author on. And he knew everything about eugenics, everything about how the UN would have a planetary government in his book by 2007, where everything is on your carbon credits and on your calories. And they take all your kids at birth. I mean, it's just hellish. But then, of course, we posted an article today that has links to the PDF file of the 1964 book, I think that's in my stack, where the Club of Rome, made up of high UN officials, called for making man the enemy and basically completely destroying society and exterminating everyone. God, it's just hellish. It's just hellish. But the issue is, I'm in the airport last Wednesday, flying out of LAX. My plane stuck for 5 hours. It's delayed for 5 hours. So I walk into a bookstore, and I pick up, because they had it was recommended by the bookstore, had a little card saying, this is the book that Starship Troopers was really based on, according to the German filmmaker. It was partially based on Robert Heinlein's Starship Troopers, but mainly based on this, and boy, was it. But you see, whoever reviewed the book was actually wrong, because this book was no doubt influenced by Starship Troopers. I don't know, I work so much that I might read 5 science fiction books a year instead of 1 a week like I did a long time ago. A long time ago, when I thought working 10 hours a day was a lot. But there was eugenics in the Wall Street Journal. Carbon tax stuff was in there. So the point is, I randomly walked into a bookstore, bought a science fiction book out of the fiction section, The Forever War. Am I getting the title wrong? You know, I can remember every detail of the book, but the title. Just search engine Forever War for me. And then later I'm going to play the clip of Lord Stern calling for global taxes and global government. That's what they had on screen just now. And, The Forever War, 1974 science fiction novel by Joe Haldeman, is how you pronounce it? Haldeman. I'm reading that from across the room on the computer screen. The point is that anybody with an IQ above 100 who has done any research in fiction or nonfiction or history knows eugenics runs the whole show. That's why every award-winning science fiction book I read, whether it's by Arthur C. Clarke, who's for eugenics, forced implantable chips, total world government, or this writer, who's clearly not for it, doesn't matter. Every book I read is about it. I mean, I just want to point out here, everybody's starting to talk about how I'm the guy that's exposed eugenics, and suddenly eugenics is being discussed everywhere, and people point back at Endgame. It's like I went to Niagara Falls and went, look, a waterfall. Everybody's like, oh, he discovered Niagara Falls. It's like I walk outside and go, look, the sun. Everyone's like, Alex Jones has discovered the sun. I've done nothing. I've got in this office well over 100 textbooks calling for your extermination, calling for breaking up our families, calling for year-round school year to break up the family. It's all happening now. I mean, don't you understand? It's real. I know a lot of people deep down are scared of this information, so you're going to laugh at me and say, oh, I'm just fear-mongering. Folks, I don't have the intellect to describe how bad it is, okay? I don't have any idea how bad it is. It's always worse than I thought. It's always further along than I thought. I now question reality itself. God only knows what's really going on this planet. We're only blasting through space at 20-something thousand miles an hour, I forget. I got it right last week when my memory told me you could fit over 1 million Earths in the sun, 3,000 Earths in Jupiter. Guys, Google for me Earth speed orbiting the sun. I want to say 23,000 miles an hour. 22,000 miles an hour? No, that's the Earth's spin. I forget. See, all these numbers just jumble together. I can get the general facts, but are we going around the sun at several million miles an hour? The point is, who knows what's really going on? But I can't even get the public to admit there's a planetary government when the planetary government is announcing itself, blowing trumpets, announcing the supreme grand world government of eugenics, for eugenics, and biogenics. We are going to imprison you all and lock you down with ID cards. Your children are being trained for this already. Under the carbon regime, you will all be complete slaves. We're going to break up your families. I mean, I can't even get the public to admit that. And then it just goes on and on and on and on. And cancer viruses and the vaccines and all the insanity. Okay. Got it all wrong. Earth scientist question. At what speed is the Earth orbit around the sun? Answer. At 67,000 miles per hour. Well, we got a close orbit around the sun. And then how fast does the Earth itself rotate? I got this 22,000 number in my head, 23,000 number. I know the space shuttle I've read orbits the Earth at that speed normally. Earth's rotation speed. I don't know. I'm just addicted to this type of stuff. I'm sorry. I'm not addicted to what, you know, my gosh, he's on a mission. Brett Favre, you know, throws cannonball football passes. I'm sorry, man. I'm in the middle of a galactic star system here. I mean, you know, the rotation speed starts at zero at either geographic pole. So it's different speeds at different places on the planet, obviously. So it's all a big mathematic equation. So it's kind of like sound of speed. Sound of speed. The speed of sound. Depends how high you are in the atmosphere. So I guess how fast the Earth rotates is a question depending on where you are on the Earth, obviously. It reaches its maximum of about 1,038 miles per hour. That's the moon. Whatever. We're not meant to know such things. I just know the shuttle flies around the Earth at over 20,000 miles an hour. I know I've seen that number. You know, in orbit. It's just orbiting at that speed without acceleration. All I want is for people to get blasted by the size and scope and grandeur of consciousness and being alive on terra firma. That's all I want. And then to realize that we're having our whole future robbed by a bunch of murderous scientists who are on power trips. And I want you to make a decision about what you want. If you want to be injected with cancer viruses and you want to only have one child to start with and then no children later for most people, if you want a planetary government that taxes and regulates everywhere you go and do, if you want to be a prisoner, then by all means, support it. And Rob Jacobson was at Whole Foods. They had that Newsweek cover, The Case for Killing Granny. And he knows the girl at the counter, and he said, look at this. And she said, I think it's a good idea to kill Granny. And he said, are you serious? She said, yes, we need to get rid of humans. We're a parasite. And he said, but they want to kill you too. And she said, I'm ready to die. He goes, what, you're not happy with life? No, I like life, but to save the Earth, you know, I think I need to be killed. And she wasn't joking. Well, okay, I can respect that. Now go home and kill yourself, lady. No, see, you're not really. You like the control freakness deep inside of yourself, the idea of killing people. You're pressing on the nerve of power. You're nihilistic. You're bored with life. You're pissed off. You don't see the beauty around you. You got a bad attitude about the species. You don't like people. And so you want to kill people. Well, then go home and slit your wrist. Don't you try to abort babies and kill already born babies and kill old ladies. Okay? You want to kill grandma? Go home and blow your brains out, lady. You got me? Get the hell out of this species' way. You got to get your will to survive, your survival instinct going.
Hey, everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most. Antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Taking calls, but I've been waxing philosophical. Oh, I love this Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard song.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. was a bandit boy.
Let's go to your phone calls. And I will do a big news blitz before this hour ends. I have a ton of stuff I need to cover.
For all the honest world to feel.
Michael in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I want to stay on the topics that you brought up. First, on water, you wouldn't believe the amount of chemicals that they are buying at the city level to put in our water.
Oh, Austin buys, we've been there. They gave us the documents, millions of dollars a year, and Austin puts over 200 chemicals in the water. Some cities, 300. When you hear the word fluoride, it means literal toxic waste is dumped. We pay like it's gold for the toxic waste from the chemical plants, and it goes in our water.
Literally, you could go to Public Works and get the bid sheets where they buy this stuff, and you can see how many tons they buy and put in the water.
No, I know. It's lead. They pay to put lead, mercury, arsenic, everything in there. It's unspeakable.
What's more, they raise the levy fee for the water every year because the cost of these chemicals.
Here's an example.
Up.
Natural gas has been down from just some, I forget the exact calculation, something like $18 per 1,000 cubic feet, British standard, down to like $3. But guess what? It doesn't matter if natural gas has gone down almost 90% in price. People pay more for it in Texas. It's all just part of raping and cheating, just like Enron did. I'm telling you, folks, corruption has just attacked on all fronts.
What's more, I wouldn't be surprised to see the H1N1 vaccine turn up in the water table, as Prozac has already turned up in the water table, especially up here in Minneapolis.
Well, it hasn't just turned up. AP has had to report that it's turned up in water supplies that don't have sewage going into it. It's being added to the water, and it's some type of generic mass chemical that's being added, a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And it's been found in the Dallas water supply and other water supplies at many times higher than could be from sewage runoff. They're putting it in the water, as the Japanese government has suggested, and as the media is now calling for putting Prozac in the water and statins. Well, they already put fluoride, folks. I'm telling you, it's insane.
Now, on top of that, we have this new outdoor twin stadium that we just built in Minneapolis, right next to a plastic garbage burner, which they want to put up another. They want to burn another 225 million tons of plastic, which creates dioxin in the fumes out of the stack, which will be blowing right over the stadium. Now, the people who own the burner have offered the North Loop Neighborhood Association $100,000 a year in a good neighbor fund in order for the neighborhood support of this project. So come to the ballpark, have a hot dog, have a drink, give your kids cancer. It's just incredibly cruel.
Well, see, that's the thing, is they're banning. Literally, they're going to put taxes of 50% on coal plants that are almost completely clean. All you have coming out of the smokestack with the scrubbers is water vapor. But Al Gore has his camera crews go out and shoot video, and I've done this for a film coming out. I show how on a hot day, the same power plant, you can't even see the vapor coming out because it's hot. The stuff, the water vapor coming out is hot. The carbon dioxide and water vapor coming out is hot. And the outside air is hot, so you can't see it. But, it's just barely a mist coming out the very top. But when on a cold day, it looks like, the whole forest is on fire, just blasting. And they show that to school kids and say, look at the smoke. Look at the pollution. It's going to kill you. So what they do is they tax something that isn't bad. But then they legalize these plastic incinerators and others saying, oh, we can't let bury this, which is harmless. We've got to burn it, knowing it hurts people. And they've got a bunch of others, like they're burning all these forms of toxic waste now in towns and burning all the old chemical weapon supplies. And then they allow that with special government permits to be put in the atmosphere because it does kill us. Anything that hurts us is allowed. Anything that doesn't hurt us is taxed. This is the sickening environmentalist way.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Oh, yeah. New World Order control freaks don't like this music. It's like throwing water on the witch in The Wizard of Oz. Der Snoofle Bunny. Ha, ha. Oh, man. We play that song and my 20-month-old toddler just dances around like wild. She kind of headbangs to that. You know, like the head up and down, gets really excited during Der Snoofle. She likes the German version even more than the English one. By the way, I meant to play this a few months ago, and Burmese just pointed it out to me, so I'm going to play it right now. I remember when I first got on air 14 years ago, I learned that in San Antonio and in Houston, as well as Indianapolis, Indiana, and Miami, Florida. Back then, before the internet had a lot of information on it, I was sent a lot of trade publications because I-35 is one of the biggest trucker routes and also had a lot of IT technology people in it. And so they'd hear me talk about Big Brother, and they'd send me industry publications where they were bragging about it. You know, this was before Google. This was the Yahoo days. And I would get all of this material. And so I knew about face scanning cameras up in many areas of the country, scanning everyone's faces in 1995. I knew in 1996 that they had license plate reading cameras up everywhere that read everyone's cars as you go down the highway. But they didn't want to announce it then, even though they could have solved a lot of crimes with it. They didn't want the public to know about it. Just like they didn't want you to know under federal law in 1996, all cell phones were tracking you in live time. The police could dial a number, turn the phone on even when it's off, and listen to you. That's now been all over the news. They've introduced it to the slaves, explained it to you. But I want you to think about what this technology can do in the hands of a tyranny, which this is a tyranny. And then I'm going to get into the global carbon tax tyranny, the ultimate tyranny. That's going to make you all criminals. And you, a lot of you are going to be going to prison, and you're going to be sterilized, and you're going to be killed. Folks, I'm not kidding. I mean, these people are vicious. And all the good old boy cops who driving around with their mustaches and their sunglasses, and they like going hunting, and they like going to the bar, and hey, I can go in the parking lot at Target and tell you who's got an arrest warrant. I can go to all these different places, and I can stop the criminals. But then you notice, and I can tell if somebody doesn't have their insurance in. And I can tell if somebody, but see, then they can tell if you've got your child out too late. They're going to take your children if you have your three-year-old out past dark. They're already setting up checkpoints in Arkansas, you name it, Oklahoma, where adults are stopped in broad daylight and ask where they're driving. I can play you those clips from the news saying it's good. They're going to track with smart refrigerators everything you eat. You're then going to have a social worker visit saying you're not feeding your children healthily. If your child's 1 pound overweight, they're going to be taken. This is all being announced. They started with 2,000 homes a year ago. Now it's 20,000 homes in England. Children at birth have cameras watching them in the family home permanently. They're announcing the big dormitories to start raising the children, the year-round school. I mean, it's all going to be phased in very quickly now. It's not going to change slowly over every decade now. All that was the preparatory phase. You know, that was gutting the hog, chopping it up. Now they've roasted it. They've, you know, they've made the different dishes. They've set the table. Everybody's sitting down now at the table, and now it's time to eat. They prepared the supper. Now it's time to eat, and we're for dinner. We're being absorbed by the predator class. Humans are predators. And we have an aberrant subgroup of psychopathic elitist control freaks who set up a predatory psychopathic control grid to have their way with us. And they've got all these cops that are ready to billy club women for not even protesting in Pittsburgh. Old ladies are attacked with police dogs coming out of stores with shopping bags in their hands. The cops say no one allowed on the street. Sound cannons hitting 9-year-olds with footballs in their hands. I'm sorry, the cops are ready under mass mind control, under mob psychology to do whatever they're told. They'll eat their guts and ask for seconds. They'll kill their mother and ask for seconds. The Marine Corps asks people, will you shoot your family if ordered to? Sir, yes, sir. That's now being implemented. Not Marine Corps wide, but very widely. They have chants about killing small children, putting candy on the ground in the schoolyard, let the little bastards gather around, mow the little bastards down. The video games are simulated murders and killing and death and rape. Pure evil is rising. I want to play you this clip. Here it is. This is the control grid with the face scanning. This is automatic license plate recognition.
This particular system is capable of capturing up to 3,000 license plates in an hour. We have two forward-facing cameras and one side-facing camera. The side-facing camera is out at a 90-degree angle, and it's basically for doing parking lot applications. I can go into a parking lot of a shopping center and drive down the lanes of the parking lot, and as I'm doing that, I'm running every single license plate in that parking lot. The forward-facing cameras, one is forward-facing to the lane to the left, and one is forward-facing to the lane to the right. And what I'm getting there is typically oncoming cars, and the camera to the right would be either cars in the number two lane or cars that are parked along the side of the road. So what the screen gives you here is it gives you an overview picture of the vehicle. The software then isolates the license plate and it gives you the plate patch. And what you see here in the yellow box above the plate patch is what the software actually read the plate to be. At the beginning of the shift, before we go out, before we deploy the system, we get a daily download from CPIC and from Motor Vehicle Branch Records, the ICBC database. Those downloads basically consist of all of the stolen vehicle license plates in British Columbia, all of the vehicle license plates associated to uninsured vehicles, license plates associated to unlicensed drivers, and license plates associated to uninsured vehicles. But any time a vehicle with a BC license plate comes into the field of view of any of the cameras, what will happen is the camera will take a picture of the vehicle. The software itself will isolate the license plate from that vehicle, and it will send it into an onboard computer. And that onboard computer has the hot lists uploaded into it. If there is a match from the photograph against any of the vehicles that are in the hot list, then we get an audible alarm here on the computer screen. So one of the other applications for this system is to frequently check parking lots for vehicles that are of interest to the police. And we have a hit on this vehicle. What does it say here? Stolen from Vancouver, suspect in an armed robbery. Well, looks like we've got our first hit of the day. So we've checked the hit on this Chevy Lumina, the stolen vehicle out of Vancouver. It is confirmed stolen at this time. It was used yesterday in an armed robbery. So what we're going to do now is we're going to maintain observation of the vehicle. We'll call in the surveillance team and they can have a look at it. We also have ALPR systems installed into marked cars, and those marked cars will focus primarily on traffic enforcement responsibilities, going after uninsured vehicles and prohibited drivers and unlicensed drivers. But auto theft and traffic enforcement only scratch the surface of what ALPR is capable of doing. We also have future considerations in regards to national security sites, the ports, the airports, the Olympic Games that are coming up. We've got counterterrorism and organized crime. ALPR is going to revolutionize the way we police in North America.
You bet it is. Now you understand what the no-fly list is about. And they've told you. If you have bad credit, you're going to be on the no-fly list. That means a no-gun buy list. No judge, no jury. They're going to leave the robbers, the murderers, the killers alone. They'll have a few of those on the news. But the local squad cars aren't going to be allowed to do anything about them. It's the profiled milk cows they're going to want. And because you're a person of interest, you're not going to have a right to travel, go anywhere, do anything. And under carbon tax, they're going to regulate and control society even more. And, of course, they show you, oh, the armed robbers, see, it works so good. As if armed robbers don't change their license plates. As if somebody that steals your car doesn't just take it to a chop shop. As if when your car gets stolen, the police will even come out and do a report. I've had my car stolen twice. They laughed at me. Imagine what Hitler would have done with his system in Nazi Germany. And that's what's going to happen here. And they're going to give you no quarter, and they're going to hunt you down. Period. This is the control grid. This is why the elite are so arrogant. And they laugh at me 10 years ago about this, and now it's in everywhere. Bottom line. Okay, let's go to Gallo in North Carolina. Thanks for holding, Gallo.
Hello. Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick question for you. I've actually only been listening to your show for about 2 weeks, and I'm trying to educate myself here. I just have a quick question. What can I do to make a change, and what kind of different information can I look up to get more educated, to know what's going on?
The police have been trained and created by the military-industrial complex itself, an enforcement arm of the offshore banking eugenicist crime syndicate. And the whole government is there to basically prey on the public, and we have to have a total revolution of awakening against this system and completely remove the criminal system, or we have no hope. They're running a military operation of sucking off of us, of milking us, and they're not going to back off until we get really aggressive and are aware of what's happening. So just warn everybody you know. Explain to them about how both presidents, both parties are puppets, and just have a basic awakening that we're literally living in something like a matrix of false information and propaganda. Start an access TV show. Put my daily radio slash TV show on your local access station. I know a lot of folks download it at prisonplanet.tv and do that. Put my films on. Start your own local radio show. Start a newsletter. Get involved, because we have to change our priorities from just working and leisure to the main focus of our lives fighting this tyranny. And it's going to become more and more clear to everybody that fighting this tyranny is all that matters. It's going to get worse and worse by increments, but the increments are going to get closer and closer together. And as you come down to the end game, everything is accelerating.
I'm just writing everything down. I appreciate it. I just, you know, it's been making me think a lot. My mind is just so much information, but I appreciate it, Alex, and I'm sure the American people appreciate what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate you for holding Gallo to talk about that, but you have begun the beginning. You're changing your priorities. You're looking around you. You're studying propaganda around you. You're questioning everything, and that will lead you to the answers. We just have to get people to stop looking at the ground and look up and around them. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Marty in California, then Bill, Robert, Brian, and others. Go ahead, Marty.
Hello, Alex. How are you? Hats off.
Hats off to you. What's going on?
I've got two quickie questions and one quickie statement, if I may.
Well, make your statement.
If the Copenhagen Treaty is signed this coming early December by Obama, and then in early January, if the California-American courts find that Obama's Kenya's birth certificate is valid and he is removed from the office, does that make Obama's signature on the Copenhagen Treaty null and void? And if so, do we get more pre-picked candidates to vote for? And then lastly, my statement is on this Obama's personal attorney, a guy named Robert Bauer. I just can't help but notice that's the original last name of the Rothschilds. I wonder if there's any connection there.
Well, we know Obama's visited with Lord Rothschild. So did Arnold Schwarzenegger. And we know they're one of the wealthiest families on the planet. So we know there's a connection right there. But on your point about the Copenhagen treaty coming up in December that I'm going to be covering here in a moment, that treaty is already being ratified. They already have a copy of the treaty, and the giant behemoth carbon tax bill that's passed the House is set to pass in the next month and a half, according to Senate leaders in the U.S. Senate. And so it ties into that. And so the signing of the treaty, because he is a executive, doesn't bring force into it, though the bureaucracy will still follow the president's orders unconstitutionally. What you'll have to do is get the Congress to repeal the treaty. But instead, let's just beat that treaty. But no, the silver bullet politically of the whole birth certificate thing, I mean, that's a way to undermine Obama and destroy his credibility on his face. And because he is such a liar, nobody believes him. So I think it's credible to question the birth certificate, but I think overall it's not one of the most damaging things to him. You know, the left is all scrambling right now saying, oh, Obama's being forced by the generals. There's this Rolling Stone article that shows all of these military people aiming machine guns on him at one side. And then on the other, the Taliban aiming guns at him like he's the victim, and they're making him do it. Because the guy's a warmonger. I mean, it's all lies. You give a peace prize to a guy who expands the wars, who continues the Bush torture, the secret arrest, expands it. And, again, they want to make it all about Obama so they can build him up, tear him down, build him up, tear him down, to where it becomes a big football game. It's just elementary propaganda. Anything else?
No, I appreciate your time, and I thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you. I mean, look, folks, it's so elementary. I mean, you got Bush Sr. last week calling for forced national service, giving the 1,000 Points of Light Award to Obama there at College Station, being hailed by the Marine Corps and Army. It's one of the biggest officer schools in the country. They love it. Period. It's totally un-American. They're total traitors. It's a big joke. They're laughing at the crowd. It's funny to them.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
The establishment has divided us. They have balkanized us along religion, race, ethnicity, region. So that while we're busy fighting with each other, at each other's throats, they can rule over us. And I know that basically everyone I talk to innately understands that, but have you really consciously looked around you and seen all the forms of balkanization? And a lot of it's real. The elite will set different groups against each other. And so you basically got to dislike whatever group they're using against you. Whatever group. You see, if you're somebody from Latin America, you've already been enslaved by the West, by the big banks. You need to come in and get a better wage, even if it's only for a few years, even though it'll destroy the wages of that first world nation. Doesn't matter. You individually are set against the once free countries. And then, of course, the people in those Western nations who can think, understand it's destroying the sovereignty and the wages and the culture, so they get upset. And so you're both being played off against each other. Meanwhile, the globalists, because they don't have either group's best interest at heart, they come out winning because they don't have any rules. See, evil has that advantage. And they've got the money. They can issue the money. They can issue the currency. Then they make us slaves to them after they issue themselves enough fiat money to buy the world over 100 times. This is what Fall of the Republic covers. That's why it's so important that you take action and order the DVD at InfoWars.com. And that you make copies of it. Go to Fry's Electronics or Best Buy or online. Buy a duplicator. Or buy one that makes one copy at a time. I don't care. Buy a bunch of blanks and go crazy. We can beat these people if you just believe in it. I've made the info weapon that can bring them down. We savage them. And our guns are getting bigger. We're blowing bigger holes in the enemy. This is a self-replicating virus model. This is a biological weapon model. In the info war, information is the same thing. But the enemy is a cancer. And these DVDs are a programmed good virus. And they have some of these in cancer treatments that goes in and eats the tumors. And it's up to you to plug it in and make copies and watch the New World Order come down. I mean, if you've got the will to engage the enemy in the info war, there's nothing that can stop you. What is stopping you? They understand the power of taking action. That's why they're running our lives. Listen to me. Get Fall of the Republic. Make copies of it. Order it today. The way to make copies is from the original DVD. Get them at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me. It's 1995, so we can make the next film. InfoWars at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Or you can start downloading it and burning it to DivX disc that plays on most DVD players at PrisonPlanet.tv, 3 p.m. Central on Wednesday is the drop date. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. It takes about 1 minute to sign up and watch it in super high quality. Your 2 hours and 24 minutes of time is worth it. But if you're going to watch it online, it'll be out there everywhere for free. We want it to be. But that you become a PrisonPlanet.tv member and watch it in close to high def. I mean, it looks as good as a DVD in the high quality. And then burn it to disc and give it to people. PrisonPlanet.tv. That is the weapons cache armory coordinates. Line up. I'm going to give you a weapon that's packed with the truth that'll blow the hell out of the enemy. Now get ready. Get ready with a concerted grassroots lone wolf attack.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.